The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name's Drew Doherty of Texans TV. And on Wednesday, head coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media in Tennessee on a conference call.
Coach, you encouraged the way Steve Staton ran against the Titans last year, that might help him get back into gear this week after last week's performance?
I think they're one of the best teams in football against the run. I mean, Steve played good football for us last year. We've struggled as a team here throughout the preseason in week one running the football, so it's been an issue for us, so we've got to get a lot better, and there's no tougher place for us to do it than coming there to play you guys.
Do you have any concerns about him having bulked up, or is that getting a little...
No, I don't. I really don't see that as an issue. I mean, he's put on a few pounds, 5 or 6 pounds, I think he needed a few pounds as far as the wear and tear of the National Football League. I mean, it's nothing to lose that in a game on a given weekend. So, Steve's fine. I think he came out of training camp a better player than he was last year, but we got to help him as a group. We got to do a better job, and everybody around him to get him some help.
Is that just a timing thing? Because they had some struggles running the football here throughout the preseason.
Well, the thing for us is that we really haven't come out of games where we had your 30, 35 carries where you sit there and evaluate it and say, okay, what are we doing good? What are we doing poor? We've kind of been in 3 out of our last 4 games when you throw out the last preseason game where got out of whack, running pass, kind of really got one-sided throwing the football. And, when you're a balanced football team, which is what we want to be, you're putting yourself in a tough position. So, it hasn't been good. It's been frustrating. We've got a lot of work to do to try to get it corrected.
If you're running the way you want, could you see a Slayton-Chris Brown combination looking a little bit like Chris Johnson-Lendale White?
Well, obviously, I mean, that's the two guys we want to play and, want to use them both. And, they're two different type of guys. One's a speed and one's more of a power player. And y'all know Chris because y'all had him there for so long. But, that's what we'd like to be. But we just, like I said, we haven't been balanced enough to come out of a game and look at it and see how it performs, So, we got to get back some of the things that we do best and be able to really evaluate ourselves from a better standpoint.
You mentioned this being a tough matchup, I guess, trying to run the football, but he's had 200-yard games against him, at least he did last year. How come you think he had success against this team?
Well, I think down there, he had the one run where y'all stuffed it, and really it was going to be a 2-yard loss, and he came out of the pile and went down the sidelines. I think that was his biggest play of the game. You guys are very difficult to run the ball against, a very, very, very physical defensive football team, and a big challenge for us. But hopefully Steve be ready to go, and hopefully we'll play better.
Is it fair that there's a toughness question about your team coming out of this game, and how do you answer?
I think anytime you get your butt kicked, there's going to be all kind of questions. So I think any question that's asked is fair. It's part of the National Football League.
How do you expect your guys to answer that?
Well, we're going to see. We pretty much got the same group that we had last year with a few new faces, and obviously got off to a very poor start last weekend and got it handed to us pretty good. And now we got to try to go play better in one of the tougher places that we play in this league. So, we got one hell of a challenge, and then we'll see how we answer.
Jets talked about you a little bit as a finesse team. Do you see yourself that way, and is that an insulting word in the NFL, or is that okay?
Well, like I told you, when you play the way we played last week, people can say whatever they want to say. Kind of hard for me to gripe.
I know you try to keep it maybe away from the players, but a lot of, I guess, preseason build-up and hype pointed to you guys as like a breakout team this year. Do you think guys press a little bit when those expectations are thrown out there?
Well, I think this game's about confidence, and, when you're doing things well, at the end of the season last year we're playing well, so you got guys with confidence and people with confidence. That's part of the game. And it doesn't take long to get your tail kicked in this league to start questioning your confidence a little bit, and everybody start to question you. That's, it's part of the National Football League. So if you can't deal with that on a week-to-week basis, you won't last in this league.
With the pressure that the Titans were able to get on Roethlisberger in their opener, does that make you, protection at a premium on Sunday to help keep Schaub and give him a chance to get into a rhythm?
Well, they've always, got after the quarterback pretty good, and really have got after us there, got after our quarterback pretty darn good every time we played them. So, you know, that's a challenge every time we play him, you know, trying to find a way to protect him, trying to find a way to keep third downs manageable, those type of things. You know, if you get in tough pass situations, they can bring in as good as anybody in football. So I know everybody knows that, not just us.
How do they look on the defensive line minus number 92?
I think they look excellent. I mean, I just told my football team I think they even look better. I mean, they're rotating those guys. They play extremely hard. Coach Washburn does as good a job as anybody in football, in my opinion. You know, their effort to the football, run, pass, chase, whatever it is, to me is, you know, a great example for anybody who wants to play up front this league.
Good start with such a theme in the off season. You worry about your guys thinking about what happens if you don't win this game and being 0-2 and starting in a hole again.
Well, I mean, that, like I said, that's part of this league. I mean, you play good people every week. You know, you got to be able to handle the ups and downs and keep plugging. When things go good, you probably everything isn't perfect, and you got to keep that in perspective. And when they don't go good, you got to find a way to battle through it. So, you know, through my years in this league, it's always been an issue, and it's never changed. And obviously, we're disappointed right now, and we got to find a way to bounce back against to be one of the top teams in the league.
What were your impressions of the Titans' passing offense? Did you see improvement there and upgrades in the personnel?
Well, just, you know, watching the Pittsburgh game, I thought, you know, to me, Carey's playing extremely well for that team. He's got a big arm. They stretch the field excellent. You know, Mike Dinger does a great job of protecting his quarterback, getting him in the best positions to be successful. And when you add the running game that they have, very potent offensive football team. So you got a lot of things to worry about.
What are your impressions of Kenny Brett right off the bat?
I think the receivers that y'all have, just watching them play this year, they really impressed the heck out of me. I mean, they play extremely hard. And like I said, I thought they stretched the field vertically against Pittsburgh, very well. And, I think y'all got a good group. And obviously, I guess Washington's coming back, and that makes it even better.
You got a pretty active middle linebacker yourself there. But does Stephen Tulloch, does he kind of jump off a tape when you watch the Titans defense, the Titans middle linebacker?
Well, those Mike linebackers are leaders, you know. But you got him. Of course, you got Bullock, been there for years. And you can just look across the board at their defense. I mean, they got so many leaders. And the attitude they bring and the effort that they exude, play in, play out, it's just a compliment to their football team and the way they play defense. And you could pick any one of the 11. I mean, they all do it the same way.
You've coached with Heimerdinger before, and having that familiarity with a guy that you've been on a staff with, does that give you anything, any type of advantage as far as tendencies or anything like that?
I think that's very overrated. I mean, Mike and I worked together. Mike, coached receivers for me in Denver when I was there, and we haven't coached together. I don't know how many years it'd be, but probably close to 9 or 10, something like that. So things change in this league all the time. I got tremendous respect for Mike. I think he's, excellent offensive coordinator and a good friend of mine. So he does a great job.
How did Amobi grade out, and how much is he maybe a key to what you're able to do on defense?
Well, I thought he had, his best camp he's had since he's been with our football team. He did some good things in the game. I thought we played hard defensively last week, and we gave up some yards. But I thought that, offensively, we never helped our defense. We couldn't keep them off the field. So I think he's an improved player, but there's obviously another level he's got to reach for our football team to, continue to step forward.
You expect Eugene and Jock back, and how much might they help the cause?
Oh, they're day-to-day. They're day-to-day. They worked with the team on Monday, and I'm expecting them to work today. We'll monitor their progress.
I know you didn't get to see him in the opener, but a guy like Jared Cook, from what you saw in the preseason,
Well, we studied the heck out of him in the draft. You know, he's, to me, he's the most gifted, tight end probably coming out, skill-wise and stuff. So, they got a good one there. We're working with two young ones here ourselves, but obviously he's got tremendous talent.
Football time in Houston.